Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. Big, big hello and welcome to a beautiful afternoon. You are with me, Simon B, and we are coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. We have a wonderful, a very special guest in the studio joining us today. He goes by the name of Anthony Fantonda. He is the current chairman of the Moth Motorcycle Association and a big part of the Toy Run, which is happening very, very soon. I know a lot about the Toy Run. It is a fantastic initiative. Anthony, welcome to the studio.
Ah, thank you very much, Simon, and welcome. Thank you for the welcome, thank you. All your listeners who are out there, all Algoa FM listeners, thank you.
Such a pleasure, such a pleasure to have you. Now, before we get into the all-important Toy Run, which I absolutely love, one of my favorite initiatives, by the way, for those who don't know, all right, what is the Moth Motorcycle Association, what does it stand for, and what's your role?
Okay, first of all, if you don't mind, you start, the first word is moth.
Moth.
And you're always first a moth before you a moth motorcyclist.
All right.
So I'm a part of the moths.
Okay.
And we have got three ideals. True comradeship, mutual help, and sound memory. And based from those three is what we do most of our activities. Out of the moths was... the Moth Motorcycle Association was born, and the Garden Route Moth Motorcycle chapter was also born, of which I am the current chairman at the moment.
What does Moth stand for?
Moth stands for the Memorable Order of the Old Tin Hats.
Okay.
That is all old soldiers, First World War, Second World War, any form of conflict that there was, including South African police services, fire, and any other service that was provided to our community.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Showing respect for the elders of our day. Love it. Anthony, for those who don't know, what is the Toy Run and when did it start?
Okay, the Toy Run originally started in the USA, was started by the Hells Angels, who went out and collected a number of toys. It was then distributed to children's homes, that kind of thing, orphanages. It went from there over, it went over to Australia. It's also big in Australia.
Yeah.
And in 1982, the Italian Motorcycle Club of South Africa brought it to South African shores.
Okay.
And the very first Toy Run, I happened to take part in the very first Toy Run. I was invited to the Toy Run by...
You were the first Toy Run in South Africa?
Yes.
Wow, what a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention the company's name, but the BMW agent.
Okay.
And they said, right, bring your bike and come along to the first Toy Run.
Wow.
Which was at in Ottery at the Pick and Pay from there.
Okay. How many people were there for the first one, would you say?
Oh,
do you remember?
There's a lot of grey matter, but I would say there was a couple of hundred bikes that were there.
And these days?
Okay, well, I was going to get to that a little bit later.
I'm very impatient.
Last year, there was over 75,000 motorcycles in the whole of South Africa.
What?
That partook in the Toy Run.
That is insane. Can you imagine the amount of toys and the smiles on children's faces?
Okay, and I can tell you, Cape Town collected over 15,000, I think it was 15,000, about 750 toys last year.
Wow.
Of that, obviously, packages were made up and then distributed to all the places in need.
Now, I know you mentioned in terms of distribution, George Service Club and Tangent are heavily involved in that. It's a big help.
Thank you. They've come in very much. Like I say, it's the Moths, the Moth Motorcycle Association. All the service clubs have come in, and the Tangent, we take our hats off to them. Those ladies have offered to sort out all the toys and distribute to all the municipalities in the Garden Route itself.
Beautiful.
So our catchment area for the toys is the whole of the Garden Route, and that's what we're advertising.
Okay. Now, what does this event mean to you, Anthony? What does it mean to you?
Okay, in my personal opinion or my personal case, I was always somehow the charities, children, old people has always been close to my heart. And I think that's the same, the first feeling that I got when I did the very first one, and that's probably what hooked me.
Yeah.
From then onwards, I couldn't stop, and it was always part of my idea to bring it closer to home.
You envisaged it and you made it happen. And that is what it's all about. And I want to know from you, give us one of your best toy run stories. One exciting one. Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot. Like I say, the idea. Okay, let's go back to the very, very first toy run story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I say, I was still a lighty, wet behind the ears.
Okay.
And we were at the Cape Town plane. That was parade.
Yeah.
They left Ottery to there, yeah. And yeah, with these hardened bikers.
Yeah.
They had green moustaches, some had red moustaches. They painted them in the Italian motorcycle club colours.
Okay.
And they were throwing tyres and all sorts of things. It's a biker's activity.
Yeah.
And I felt quite, what's the word?
Intimidated
yeah. by all this, but eventually...
Eventually,
I sort of also got into the leathers and the...
Do you remember what bike you were driving at the time?
I was driving a 100 RS, light blue.
Okay, now I know you've got a bike outside. We can actually go outside and take a lacquer picture of Anthony's bike just now after the interview, just for you, all right? What does it mean to the beneficiaries who receive the gifts? I mean, you've seen the looks on the face. You've seen
It's unbelievable seeing these children... you know, some of them, the priorities of life are so that they never get Christmas presents. They see the season coming. They know what it's all about. And in many instances, there's nothing for them to be able to receive that. So the toy run itself, we not only advocate for toys.
Hmm.
We also have age groups and school necessities, any necessities that they need for schools, and obviously personal necessities as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And for these kids, that means the world. You know, getting how many women have got handbags lying around that they don't use?
Yeah.
Take the handbag, stuff it with goodies for a girl, and just bring it to the toy and hand it in.
Absolutely. That's actually the question I was going to ask you. Any words to the people out there who maybe want to get involved in the toy run, whether they've got a bike or not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are experiencing such spirit at the moment from our, let's call it the general community.
Mm.
And I love it.
Mm.
We've got pictures on our Facebook page where there's old people that have collected toys.
Oh, bless.
I'm getting... toys sent to us with couriers, believe it or not. I don't want to really mention from how far because it treads on another toy run's areas.
Fair enough.
Footprint, but I'm getting toys sent from us from all over. I've been asked by so many old people, please come fetch toys from us.
I love it.
I myself have got a trailer full of toys ready to bring to the toy run.
That is fantastic. Now, how can people get in touch with you? How can they, you know, sort of get involved? Is there email? Is there a...
The easiest email to go to would be toyrun.gr for Garden Route, the 25 for 2025 at gmail.com.
Okay, one more time.
toyrun.gr25@gmail.com.
Super duper. Anything else you want to say before we bid you adieu and wish you the best?
Yes, we would like to see everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have the coldest beer in the area.
Ha-ha. Oh, yeah.
What we would like to do is, well, the mayor is going to open up this toy run. And it is not just for bikers.
Yeah.
This is for the general public.
Okay.
And in other provinces, the general public has been more than the number of bikers that there have been.
Wow.
So, in other words, your toys that you receive is a lot more.
Wow.
There is a mass ride, which is a big biker thing, which is going to take place here from Checkers in York Street.
Okay.
It's going to be led by the fire brigade.
Awesome.
Past year, so you can listen as they come past your office.
Yeah.
And they will eventually go down to the Moth Hall at number 6 Rakes Tilbos Street, Lurie Park, George.
Okay.
On the 23rd of November.
Okay.
The mass ride starts at 10:15. The toy run itself will be opened by the mayor at 1100 hours.
Okay.
There's jumping castles, there's beer tents, there's stalls, there's a number of activities.
Super.
For everybody to get involved.
I love it. No, it's going to be a good one. I've got a really good feeling about this year, Anthony. What do you reckon?
I truly hope it's going to be a good one.
It is.
And let's rock George.
Let's rock George. Let's rock the Garden Route. Anthony Van Tonder, current chairman of the Moth Motorcycle Association. Such a pleasure having you today. Have an awesome time. We'll be seeing you soon, all right?
Thank you very much to you and your listeners. And to everybody in the, that can hear us.
Here we go. Anthony Fantonde in the house. Cheers, brother.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.